The reality of the lack of information about what's going on in Michigan's nursing homes and assisted livings can be extremely emotional and very personal for folks who are separated from their family members. There's a guy who works in the building where Michigan Radio is located who's found some unusual ways to stay in touch with his dad. Chris McElroy joins us now. Chris, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
Do you want to tell us about where your dad's living?
Yeah, he's in a retirement community in Ann Arbor. It's called Brookhaven. We are trying to just stay in touch with him as much as we can. And so we're having these virtual happy hours, using Zoom or whatever every Friday evening. And he was running out of whiskey to make his Manhattan. And so I took him a bottle of whiskey and went to the building, and he was on his balcony. I tossed him up a rope. He dropped it down to me, and we attached a little backpack, put the whiskey in there. He hoisted it up, and we went on to have our happy hour on Friday.
Whiskey ex machina.
Yes.
That's genius. Chris, how would you say your physical sense of your dad and just your emotional relationship has changed through all this?
What is hard is he's 93, he'll be 94 before long, and it's very difficult for him. We lost our mom a couple of years ago, and they were together forever, and it's for him to just be completely alone and not have direct contact with us. We have a lot of siblings, and he's used to getting a lot of visitors coming into his apartment, and so the separation is very hard. For him, for us as well. And, he's not getting any younger, and he feels like he's losing some of his strength, and it's hard to hear him talking and saying, he's losing more of his strength, more of his, ability to get around and stuff, and to not be able to be there with him and help him with whatever.
Chris, we know this isn't an easy situation. And we really do wish you and your dad the best and hope that you can see him sooner rather than later, up close.
Yeah, thanks very much. We can't wait for that day.